Try to look at it from my point of view. I try to look at it from their point of view. I didn't want to have a negative impact on the team. I didn't want to send the wrong message to players, coaches, fans. I look at what I'm doing as doing the right thing in the situation.
Do you think you'll be rewarded for it?
I have no idea.
I
have no idea. That's my answer.
I have no idea.
Some guys, like the wide receiver that used to play here, spent an entire season in a funk over it and never played very well because of the fact that he was kept thinking about his contract situation. Are you pretty confident you'll be able to put it on the back burner when you're out on the field?
Yeah, I'm able to put anything on the back burner when it comes to playing football. You know, I've dealt with a lot of stuff throughout my career, and I've always been able to block it out and focus on the game.
Why do you think that is? I guess some guys can, some guys can't.
It's not something I was always able to do. I think it's definitely something I've developed, something I've always worked to develop, because, I mean, focus is a huge part of this game. You got to be focused at all times during a game. And I used to let stuff creep into my mind, overthink things. Now I simplify it, focus on the task at hand, and not think about anything else.
Evan, there aren't many players probably in the NFL that would think that they're underpaid. Probably all feel like they deserve more money. Why would you say your argument is stronger than most?
You probably wrote some articles that said that.
That yours is stronger than most?
I'm not here to make that argument right now. You guys aren't the ones negotiating with me or anything.
How much of a consideration was holding out? I mean, was it something that weighed pretty heavily?
It was easy for me to sit there and think about it a month ago, but when it came down, you know, when it was getting down closer to the wire, it's just not something I could see myself doing, really, for multiple reasons. When I was in elementary school and I got sick and I missed a day of school, I felt bad because I was behind, and this is not the kind of stuff you want to get behind on. Yeah, obviously, it's not a good situation there. Lane did something that was not very smart. He's going to pay the price for it. It's not like he was taking something for an extended period of time. He got caught in a small window doing it, thinking that he was able to take that okay because he had a prescription. And, you know, if he would have gone through the proper channels, then it would have been taken care of. But he didn't do that, and he'll pay the price for that.
Has there been any communication in the past couple of months between you, your agent, and the team, or do you just feel like it's at a stalemate right now and you got to show up and play?
No, there's been plenty of communication. That's what agents are for. But showing up and playing is also something I'll be doing.
So what leverage does a player have who is outperforming their contract, so to speak, who's playing better than their market value?
What leverage do they have?
What leverage?
I don't really know what leverage they have. They could not show up and have leverage. But
that's not the course of action you chose.
That's not the course of action I chose. I'm not trying to strong-arm the team. I'm not trying to put them in a bad situation to get what I want. I'm trying to do the right thing. Not really worried about it. Hopefully it works out. If not, it doesn't. But I'm still going to be the same football player.
What was the bigger dissuader? The fact that you'd be letting your teammates down, or you're losing $30,000 a day?
That would be a gamble that you would be willing to take if you were to hold out. Because, I mean, you have to look at how much of a, if the holdout was ever to end, if your leverage did end up getting you what you wanted, then that would be all wiped out.
Yeah.
So it was, I mean, the fines had nothing to do with it. I wasn't scared of the fines. But what I'd be doing to my teammates and coaches, that's the ultimate reason.
Some might suggest that the Lane situation kind of gave you some leverage.
Yeah, it gave me plenty of leverage.
Yeah.
If I was to hold out. But again, I mean, I would feel wrong putting my team in that kind of situation.